Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we stand at the beginning of a new year. And as we're looking at the new year, new things coming, new ideas, we're in that sort of season of reflection and planning. I want to ask the question of what have you never hunted that you should try to hunt this year? You know, a lot of you guys, you're just getting started in hunting, or you're just getting started in a particular type of hunting. Maybe you've hunted one thing and now you're thinking about breaking into a new area, and this podcast is helping you get tips for that area. Or, you know, you've got some experience, but you're trying to go deeper. I want to ask the question today, what have you never hunted and what have you never thought about hunting? And I want to challenge you this year coming up is to put one thing on your list. See, say, you know what, I've never hunted this, and this year, even if I just go out for one half a day, I'm going to go out hunting that. I'm going to plan for it. I'm going to do my research. I'm going to look into it, and I'm going to go out into the woods to try something new. And that's really what it's all about. When I first got in hunting, my whole thing about it was I needed more reasons to go outside. I needed reasons to see beautiful things. I needed reasons to see the sun and get fresh air. And this has been just a tremendous thing for me. But I want to encourage you guys this year. I've got something on my list. I already do. But I want to encourage you guys. Now, I know what you're thinking. You look at deer hunting maybe, and you think of all the different pieces of that and everything that goes into it, and the gear and the cost and the research and the planning. Not every kind of hunting needs to be that complicated or that involved. You know, there's some things that it's a low bar. I mean, it's easy to get into. It's fun to get into. But whatever it is, whether you want to go after something simple or if you want to go after something crazy, I want to encourage you right now, think about and plan this year one new thing you're going to go after. I'm going to give you guys just some ideas, just some things to put on the table that you could think about that are easy to get started in. Woodchuck hunting, for one, is tremendously easy to get into. Woodchucks, also known as groundhogs, some people call them whistle pigs, they are very, very easy game to go after. All you need is a rifle, and in most places, you know, just an orange hat is enough. Some places you don't even need that much. And at least where I live in Pennsylvania, it's open season for them almost all year. There's almost no time you can't go after them. Easy. Find yourself some fields, some flat areas. You can do it. Crow hunting is another one. Really low bar. In fact, where I live, you don't even need any you don't even need any orange. You can go out wearing just about anything. Camo would help you, but you need a shotgun and a crow call. And really, in some places, you can get away without having a crow call. And whether you've got an electronic crow call, they make some nice cheap ones, or you could get yourself an extra Bluetooth speaker to go with your phone that you could use, or you could even get a manual call for a couple bucks. All you need is a call and a shotgun. And you can get out there. You'd be surprised at how much fun crow hunting can be. And just the sheer sport of it, it's an active hunting. You're moving, you're looking for vantage points, you're looking for places that, you know, you can play that call and it can cover some distance and bring them in. Just amazing amounts of fun. Coyote hunting is another one. You don't need a lot of gear to give it a shot. Predator hunt season is coming up. It's kicking off right now. The last episode and probably the next few episodes, we're going to talk about predator hunting and getting into that and what you need to do it. But coyotes, like crows and like groundhogs, are often always in season. You don't need to plan or wait for a special time of year, most likely. Every state's a little different, but for the most part, these are things that either have a real long season or the season's the whole year or most of the year. You can get out and try something new. You can get out into the woods. It's a low bar, low cost, a little research, and you can get out there and go after something new. Me personally, this year, I'm putting it on my list to go goose hunting. I've never been goose hunting. I've thought about it. I've done some research. I've looked around the area that I live. There's some places that I think would work out. I've just never quite been able to pull the trigger to bring it together. You know, this past fall, I was thinking about it, really wondering if I could give it a shot. But I had a trip coming that was a two-week trip to Israel that I went on. And the planning for that and the preparation and then the recovery and then deer season was right after that. So I never got to go out and do it for a day. But this coming year, I'm putting that on my list. It's something that I want to do for the first time is go goose hunting. And get a call and get out there and just see if I can make something happen. Maybe do a little scouting. The biggest thing is I want to get out into the woods, in outside, where it's pretty, doing something I've never done before, just having fun trying. And you know what? That reminds me of something else. I was in Israel for 2 weeks. Beautiful country, amazing people, great sights. I could do a whole show on it if that made sense to do here on this show. But the thing that really stuck with me, one of the things that stuck with me is there's no hunting in that country. The whole country, no hunting, period. There's no such thing as a hunting license. There, you're not going to buy any hunting gun, rifles or shotguns or gear. There's no hunting, period, in the entire country. And that blew me away. I remember asking my tour guide because there was some game there that was interesting. I thought, I wonder, you know, how big of a population of hunters they have. It's real small. Zero. Zero hunters. And they had some reasons for that, but you know, culturally, it's not a big deal there. They don't have as much land that's public and just open and available. And, you know, in that part of the world, they're just, everything's tighter together. You know, there's villages and towns and places a lot closer maybe than what we're used to in the States. There's not as much unoccupied territory. And, you know, people just don't like the sound of gunshots close by. But I remember thinking about that and I was like, wow. It's like, we are so lucky in the U.S. I mean, there are so many places we can hunt. It is a national tradition. It is a pastime. We have whole commissions that are dedicated to preserving hunting and making the best habitat and game management and on and on and on. And, you know, this is really an amazing thing. Not every country you can go hunting in. Not every modern country you can go hunting in. In fact, there's some countries that, you know, the king or the prince or whoever's in charge of that country owns all the animals and you can't hunt them because they belong to the person that rules the country, which is kind of the mold that they broke when they came to America because you couldn't do that in the old world at the time. We started this country, said, no, we're going to have state game lands. We're going to have hunting because where we came from, you couldn't do that. And, you know, we have this amazing privilege in the U.S. to be able to hunt, to get a license that costs very little, relatively speaking, and to go out into the woods and just enjoy what God put here. Enjoy the sights, enjoy the air, enjoy the trees, enjoy the animals. And
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Just experience something that is powerful. And I thought, you know what? That's important. We need to not take that for granted. You know how many different kinds of game you can hunt in the U.S.? I mean, it's not just 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 or 50. There's so many different animals across this country that we can hunt. And to not do that, to not take advantage of that, to not try some new things, to not take a Saturday morning once a year and go out and do something new just seems like we're taking it for granted. So I want to encourage you guys, we've got a new year coming up. Find something on your list, whether it's, you know, you're going to hunt groundhogs or you're going to go after elk or whatever it might be, put something on your list and say, you know what, I'm going to try at least one time this year, I'm going to go out and hunt something I've never hunted before. I'm going to do a little research. I'm going to maybe buy a little bit of special equipment for it if I need it, but I'm going to make it up. I'm going to plan for it. Go right now, this week. Find the season. Decide what you're going to go after. Look at the season. Put it on your calendar. Back up from that season a few weeks to get your preparation in and whatever you need to do. And make it a point. You know, if you have to schedule your work off in advance, if you, you know, schedule a day or a half day right now. Just put it on the calendar. Say, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to go out. I'm going to try something new. Whether anybody's going to go with you or not. Whether you can find a friend to go with you or not. Say, I'm going to do this. Even if I'm going to do it by myself, I'm going to get out there. I'm going to try something new. And you know what? What I found to be interesting is when you do that, people tend to follow you. Maybe not the first time or the second time, but if you're going to go out there and be a trailblazer and go hunting for things you don't know, people just seem to come around that and to come alongside that. And that just kind of energizes people. And then before long, you'll have hunting buddies, most likely, that'll come with you. You'll have people saying, you know what? I want to be a part of that. I want to be close to that energy, to that enthusiasm. So I want to encourage you guys again, get out there, make it a point, put it on your calendar, enjoy this amazing country that God's given us, the rights and privileges and things that we have that so many other people in the world don't have. Don't let it pass you by. Don't work your life away. Don't let fear or uncertainty or you're just being uncomfortable with something new get the best of you. One of my favorite things about hunting new kinds of game is being outside doing something new. It's so exciting. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what you're going to see. You don't care if you're not even successful. You really don't. You're just experiencing something new, whether you win or whether you take an animal or not, you can have a phenomenal day because you're out there just breaking new ground. And chances are, more often than not, if you get out there once, that's all you need. And you decide, you know what? I want to push this. I want to go for this. I want to make this a point. I want to follow through on this. And it can add an amazing new season to your calendar every year. So with that, I want to wish you guys a happy new year. God bless you. Thanks for listening. As always, you can go to thenewhuntersguide.com. Look at the show notes. We're going to have some more tips, some more information, a recap of the show, things that you can look at and share. And until next time, go out there. Get in the woods, find something new, and have a good one.